Good afternoon. Is that okay?
Not
my turn?
Not
no, that's fine. I like to introduce Brother John Clendon this afternoon. He is a missionary, and he's working for Campus Crusade for Christ. And he brought the 10 Korean college students to Hiroshima. And the students, as you know, went to a couple universities around Hiroshima, and they tried to reach out, even though they had a language barrier, but they tried to share something, you know, with their body or face and words and tracts and. I'm so impressed, you know, what they're doing, because they're college students. They came by themselves, and they stayed, and they cook by themselves. They do their laundries, and you know, and they go to they went to the universities in this season, quite cold. You know, they went to Hiroshima University and Shudo University. Maybe they had snow some days, but they said it's a little bit warmer than Korea. Yes, so impressed, you know. And they attended Japanese service twice, and they had a good testimony this morning, and last Sunday they had two songs, and they had a good impact to the Japanese congregation too. Praise the Lord. And one girl had a testimony this morning. She said she learned the history, and between Japan and Korea, we fight each other, and especially in World War II, Japan invaded Korea, and we killed many Koreans and did a lot of bad things in Korea. So the Koreans, most of them had a bad idea to Japanese, you know. And but she said she learned what Japan did in World War II, and she used to hate Japan and Japanese. But last year, in a kind of a crusade or conference, Japanese university students went to Korea. And they, Japanese Christian students, asked the forgiveness what the Japanese did. So at the time, she was touched by God, and she was asked, why you do not forgive Japanese? Because you're forgiven by God. At the time, she was changed, and she came to Japan twice. And she said, I love Japan in Japanese. You know, so impressed. And thank you so much, because through the students, we can feel the true love, you know, through what they're doing, and also we have strength, and so I'd like to introduce John. He's the leader of this group, and he is in charge of the whole schedule. And I'll give my time to him this afternoon, and ask him to what he's doing, and what his vision, and maybe he will give us more information about their doing, and also give us a testimony. So, John, welcome.
This may be okay. I'll try it up here. Yeah. Okay. And then this here. Well, good afternoon. Hello, everybody. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to try to use the other one.
Okay.
All right. Well, again, my name is John Clendenin, and I'm originally from New York. And I'm just—I've come here, well, quite a few times, but never many times in succession, close succession. So I don't recognize a lot of you. Who here has never seen me before? I think especially the young people. I don't recognize a lot of the young people. So I don't want to repeat myself a whole lot, but since some of you know me very well, like Chris, I've known Chris and Jim, well, almost 10 years, I think, I've known Jim. I'm a missionary with Campus Crusade for Christ. My wife is Japanese. She's Kyoko. She's originally from Itsukaichi, and I have two boys. We're living in Tokyo now. But our heart from many years ago has been for Hiroshima. There's a lot of things I'd like to share this afternoon. Well, first of all, I'll tell you just a little bit about my Campus Crusade experience, because I'm a missionary with Campus Crusade. The Lord actually touched my life in 1983, September 83, as a sophomore. I didn't know anything about Campus Crusade. I was definitely a lost person with no desire to know about Jesus, no desire to go to church or anything. But God used somebody just creating an event, an evangelistic event that I went to. And after that event, they had a comment card that we could fill out saying, you know, if we'd like anybody to contact us again. And usually when we do those things, I think as Christians, I still think this way. Oh, yeah, they're just being pretty polite to fill out a comment card, but maybe they're not really that interested. And so in my case, I was like that. I wasn't really that interested, but I politely filled out a card, and I didn't really expect people to call me back. And but I'm so thankful for those two, that the two Campus Crusade staff, one of them called me back, and the two of them came together to my dormitory room to share the gospel with me. And again, a lot of times we can look down on the bold proclamation of the gospel, just somebody you don't know, and just opening up the four spiritual laws and saying, you know, this is the gospel. It's easy sometimes to look down on that and think, well, you know, no stranger is going to listen to me about something, you know, such a religious topic. But that's the way it was. In my dorm room, these two Campus Crusade staff just simply, within an hour, shared many things, but basically they shared the gospel using the four spiritual laws, the old kind of ugly version, the orange version, which is so unattractive. But anyway, they used that, and I just, in tears, I believed in Jesus right in my dorm room in September of 1983, so 24 years ago, it'll be 25 this year, but the Lord saved me, and he's been faithful to me ever since that time. And I haven't always been involved with Campus Crusade since that time, but almost always. I remained involved during college and spent some time in the Navy and then came on staff. First, I spent 13 years doing high school ministry in the States. And after that, through many years of doing high school ministry, I had a chance to bring high school students to Japan, mostly to Tokyo, and then in more recent years, around 98, 99, 2000, I brought them to Hiroshima. And through all those, I don't know, five or six short-term mission trips, that's how the Lord gripped my heart for Japan. When I first heard about coming to Japan in 1992, I just thought, that's the worst idea I've ever heard of. Somebody wanted me to go to Japan, of all places. And so I went kicking and screaming. I didn't want to come to Japan. But the Lord opened up my heart at that time. And afterward, just every time I came back to Japan, he just confirmed in my heart that this is your mission field for your lifetime. And it was really only a matter of when I was going to come and what my focus might be in this country. You know, Japan's a very large country with a lot of people. So to think about what my ministry would be here, you know, when it first started, I had no idea. But the Lord has been clarifying that in more recent years. And Well, really the last 10 years. It's been a long, a long journey with the Lord, just watching Him opening up different doors. But the Lord gave me a heart for Hiroshima. That's the bottom line, is the Lord, around 97, 98, gave me a heart for Hiroshima and a love for this, the people in this city. And I really, I trusted the Lord for some verses, and I'm going to share a number of verses with you. Some of you might have heard them before from me, but I think a majority of you haven't heard me share these verses. But I really want to share them because these are the verses that the Lord used to grip my heart for this city in particular and for the mission of young people here. And I'm going to start with the very first scripture that I can really remember in about 1998 the Lord gave me when I was here in Hiroshima for the very first time. And that's from Isaiah 52:7. It's just a short verse. And it's one that you probably know. I'm sure you've heard it many, many times. It's repeated in Romans. Isaiah 52:7 says, "How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news and who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, 'Your God reigns.'" And when I first read that in Hiroshima, that took on a totally new meaning for me, because I could look out on Hiroshima, and I'm not from a mountainous place, but I just looked around, I thought, this city is surrounded by mountains, even the islands are mountains. So I just saw this city, looking from the center, is surrounded by mountains, and I got this picture from the Lord that there were going to be young people raised up from this city in every place. They're just going to be like, I just picture it, in the mountains and everywhere, all over, in the city, out in the towns and villages, in the islands, but young people particularly are going to be raised up with the good news, and they were going to be bringing not the human peace that I was hearing so much, especially going to the Peace Memorial Museum here many, many times. I've heard a lot about, the human peace movement, and I've really been struck by, we sang today, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, a part of the song, I Worship You, Almighty God. And just really struck by the fact that young people can be raised up from this city to proclaim true peace, the Prince of Peace, and that a new kind of message, that Hiroshima will have a new name. And not a name of a city that's seeking a world peace in human effort alone, but a city that will be known for its young people who know the Prince of Peace, who take the gospel of peace, not only protecting it for ourselves in this city alone, but sending this message out, because the message of peace is going out from Hiroshima, there's no doubt. Most people in the world have heard the message of peace from this city, but they've not heard the message of the gospel of peace, the Prince of Peace reigning. And that's the message that really needs to go out from this city. And I believe with all my heart, I've been trusting Him for 10 years for this vision that this would happen. And it's not going to happen through Campus Crusade for Christ alone. It's not going to happen through one church alone, this church alone. It's not going to happen through one parachurch ministry or one Bible study, but it's going to be the body of Christ raising up as one and God's glory being shown in this city. It's going to be people coming together to take a campus for Christ or to take a corporation for Christ. The Bible study starts in Mitsubishi Corporation and just the glory of God goes forth there. And God raises up a teacher like Jim at Chudai. Maybe as one, it can be very overwhelming, the ministry there, but that God can use him and many others to be a shining light in that place. And so I really picture the Lord raising up but not only young people, but especially young people all over this city, in every pocket of this society, to really shine forth the light of Christ from here. And that's one really, really key verse that the Lord gave me at first. And another passage
that I came to probably when I was at Peace Park, or soon after I left Peace Park, the very first time I went there, the Lord led me to Luke chapter 19, verses 41 to 44. And I'm going to go ahead and read that. I don't know if you know this, but the name Jerusalem is really City of Peace. So there is a City of Peace in the Scriptures, really a big city, you know, the most critical city in the whole of Scriptures is Jerusalem, a City of Peace. And here is Jesus approaching the City of Peace, Jerusalem. And this gave me insight into how Jesus would see Hiroshima if he could see, you know, this is the way that he does see this city. And it says in verse 41 that as he approached Jerusalem and he saw the city, he wept over it. And this is what he said. He said, if you, Jerusalem, even you, if you had known, if you had only known in this day, what would bring you peace? I can really relate to how he would see this city. Hiroshima, if you only knew what would give you really true peace. If you only knew Jesus, the Prince of Peace. If you only knew me, Jesus would say. But now it's hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. And as an American, I'm one of the enemies. I'm one of the ones who came in and destroyed this place, who leveled this place and who did all these terrible things so that they would dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls, the children, the 300 children of Jogakuin who lost their lives in just seconds in this city. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you. And I feel like the Lord had given Japan, maybe from 500 years ago, a chance when Francis Xavier came and the first wave of missionaries came, and then they were cut off after about 40 or 50 years. And then for several hundred years, there was a really, really, really a great darkness over this land. And so I just could see a lot of these verses that the way that Jesus saw Hiroshima, these are things I believe he wanted me to see Hiroshima in the same way. Really with deep compassion and a heart of not trying to point fingers and who did this and who did that, but just really seeing the people of Hiroshima as God would see them, as people that they're seeking for a wonderful thing. People in this city are peace is a tremendous thing to seek for. To hope and dream for a day when there would be peace in the world is a wonderful thing to think about. But to know that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, to know that He's the one that from which that true peace comes from, is something that is missing very much. And that's something that Jesus would weep over if He saw the city. I want to share another passage. I have a few more actually I want to share. Psalm 85, verses 8 through 11. Because this is another key, I believe, in terms of the peace. Because Hiroshima really is a city seeking a peace, I believe this passage really has some truth for this city. Psalm 85, verses 8 through 11. It said, I will listen to what God the Lord will say. He promises peace to His people. He promises peace to His people. So peace, seeking peace is not a bad thing. He promises peace to His people. his saints. But let them not return to folly. Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together. See, people in the world want love, but they're not eager to be faithful. Everybody wants love, but they're not eager to be faithful. They're not passionate about being faithful. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. People in the world love peace. They want peace with all their heart, but they're not eager to be righteous. And what the Lord has shown me from this passage is that He wants peace for this city. He wants peace emanating from this city. But what it says here, I'll go on a little bit further. It says, faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before Him and prepares the way for His steps. So righteousness comes first. What we really need to pray for this city, what I'm praying for, is that God's righteousness will be made known, that He'll reign in this city in righteousness, and that through that righteousness, yes, the peace of God that passes all understanding will come and be truly experienced by the people in this city, and that the people in the city can have a testimony to the world of what it is to live righteously before God and what it is to proclaim the gospel of peace to the world. I want to share yet another passage, and it's Isaiah 62, verses 1 through 7. Isaiah 62, 1 through 7. If the Luke 19 passage is more about the old Jerusalem, the Jerusalem that was destroyed in AD 70, Isaiah 62 is talking about the new Jerusalem, and this is a vision. And so as I read this and as I think about this and as the Lord it works in my heart regarding what does He want to do in Hiroshima, these passages here resonate with God. What I really believe is God's heart for this city. Isaiah 62, 1 through 7, it's just a little bit of a long passage, but I'm going to read this. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet till her righteousness, again, it's righteousness, the city of peace, its righteousness shines out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. The nations will see your righteousness and all kings your glory. You will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. And in all these verses, just to look at them individually, the words and the phrases, and to think about this city, to think about God's righteousness going forth from this city like a blazing torch, to think that kings and presidents and leaders of countries in all over the world, that they all would see the glory, God's glory from this city, from the people in this city, is what I'm praying for and what I believe God wants to do. And that this city, the people of Hiroshima, may be known by a new name. Not just as City of Peace, but the city, people who know the Prince of Peace, a new name. And it'll be known in all the earth, to the ends of the earth. You will be, verse 3, you'll be called a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand, a jewel, this city, a jewel, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. No longer will they call you deserted or your name be desolate, but you will be called Hephzibah and your land Beulah, which means for the Lord will take delight in you. Hephzibah, delight, take your delight in you. Beulah, and your land will be married. God would delight in this city. That he would that this city, the people in this city would be married, would be, you know, would have that intimate of a relationship with the Lord Almighty. As a young man marries a maiden, so your sons will marry you. As a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you. Can you picture God rejoicing over this city and the people here? Can you just picture that? But this is what God wants to do. I've posted watchmen, and this is where we come in. Can we be watchmen on the walls of this city, Hiroshima? Can we be not silent day and night? Can we call on the Lord and give Him no rest? It says in verse 7, and give Him no rest until He establishes Jerusalem and makes her the praise of the earth. Can we set ourselves as watchmen on the wall of this city, as prayer warriors for this city, not keeping silent, giving ourselves no rest until He establishes these things for this city and makes this city and the people of this city a praise in the earth? And I really believe that the Lord wants to do it, especially through His young people. And so these are some of the passages that the Lord has continued to put in my heart for this city that I just love sharing with people. And just think about them, read them over and over, pray them to the Lord, and just see how what heart He might give you for the city that you now live in. And I realize for the most of us in this room, this is not our home city. But see, Jerusalem wasn't Jesus' home city either. And yet when He went into Jerusalem, He was weeping over the city. So it's wonderful. I want to be a part of this. If I lived in Hiroshima, I want to be a part of this worship time, this body of believers in this room. But what I really want to see us outsiders from Hiroshima coming into Hiroshima and like you guys are doing, going down to Hondori and going to campuses and like the Koreans are able to go to campus with very few words. They don't know very much and they don't know a lot about Japanese culture, but they just go and just sharing the gospel with Japanese. They want to see Japanese coming to Jesus. They want to see this city changed one person at a time by one person being shared with one person, giving their lives to Jesus, one person being raised up as a disciple. And so my encouragement to you all, and it's to myself as an outsider from this city, is can we ask God to give us the same burden, the same love for the people of this city as those that have lived here from birth, those that have experienced the pain, those that have experienced the terrible, terrible things that have happened here. And I know that Pastor Hiroshi Horikawa-sensei had asked me also to share, well, more specifically about the ministry here and what's going on. So I do want to do that. But, I can't help but sharing what's on my heart to share about this city. So, but I also want to share, specifically, because I want you to be able to pray specifically. I do want to share one more passage, because this is the passage that I really received for this particular year. It's Romans 4, 20 and 21. And we had in Tokyo Campus Crusade staff, really at the encouragement, we learn a lot from other people from outside, but one of the Korean staff really encouraged us to start the year in fasting and prayer as a ministry. And so we spent a day in fasting and prayer in early January. And the verse that was given to me to for this year is Romans 4, 20 and 21. And boy, it really it struck me as being, yeah, this is from the Lord. It's for me for this year. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. And I feel like the Lord has given me so many promises for this city. All these things I've shared, they're promises that he'll do this. But it's not easy every single day, especially being at first in, Pennsylvania, New York, and then moving to Tokyo. I've never been close to Hiroshima. But to keep this for 10 years, to trust the Lord for his promises is not an easy thing day in and day out. But yet the Lord gives me grace to just, and reminded me this year especially, just trust that what he's promised he will do, and to not waver in unbelief, which is what all of us would do, humanly speaking. Regarding what's happening right now with Campus Crusade, like I said, the Lord has been working in my heart and preparing me to come here. But Hiroshima was not on the CCC map, you know, their target. Even about 6 years ago, probably around when I first said I was coming to Hiroshima in 98, all the Campus Crusaders are looking at me like, you know, I'm crazy because there's nobody here. There's nobody within hundreds of miles of here. And they didn't know anything about Hiroshima. I came back in 98 and 99. It wasn't any different. 2000 wasn't any different. CCC doesn't, they didn't know anything about this city, really, you know, being in Tokyo. And but really, probably around 2001 and 2002, this city became more on the radar screen of future ministry possibilities for campus ministry. And so where we are right now is the Koreans, we're thankful for the Koreans coming to Japan because they have many resources, and they might not come with great Japanese language at first, but they just come with great passion and prayer and zeal. And really great sacrifice and hardship. It's not easy for them to come. They struggle so much to raise some money to come here. But the Korean Campus Crusade is helping to help to open Kyoto last year. And so there were three cities in recent years that are the next ones to open: Kyoto and Sapporo and Hiroshima. Since maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, they've been the main expansion for our ministry. So Kyoto is now open by Koreans. Sapporo, I heard, is actually in process of being opened by people coming from the outside. And we've made ourselves available to come to Hiroshima. And so we're just waiting on the Lord, and things are coming together to be able to move here and to open this city. So a lot of things have happened really in the last couple years. Finally, in the summer of 2006, we did come to this church, myself and five Japanese ladies, some of our staff. We came from Tokyo and Nagoya, and we came here, and we just prayed. We went to Hirodai for the first time I'd ever been to Hirodai, really. Shudai, we went to Hiroshima Ichiritsu Daigaku, we went to Jogakuin. I think we went to those four. And we just prayed. We went from place to place, and we just prayed, and we gathered information, and we just were asking the Lord, what do you want to do in these places? That was summer 2006. And then after that, it was just praying, Lord, just open the doors and lead. And a lot of times I'm tended to think, well, if I don't do it, it's not going to happen. I just think, I don't know, it's hard to believe sometimes that people are that God's going to just do something from totally nowhere, and I'll just look, wow, how did that happen? And that's what happened last summer. We that conference, I think, that Horikawa Sensei was talking about was a huge conference in Busan, Korea. Maybe 16,000 college students from all over the world, and I think they even had another conference, a smaller one after that. But based from that conference, there was a launching out of Koreans, and I mean, people from all over the world came to Busan. 121 countries, college students from 121 countries came to Busan to catch the vision, not only for where they lived on their campus, but to actually be sent out to the remote parts of the world. And so it really opened my eyes, because I was able to be a part of that conference. And the dormitory I was in, there were a bunch of people, the Campus Crusade staff from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Nigeria, Kenya, and they're all decked out in their, you know, in their African, national traditional clothing, but in the same place we had students from Bolivia, we also had students from Belarus. And when I was talking to them, of course, the staff and students from Belarus, when they hear the name Hiroshima, the city Hiroshima, that rings in their minds because of Chernobyl, and they can understand something. But I just had opportunities to brush with people from around the world. So anyway, the point is that people came from around the world to this place, and they're going back out, and they will go to any country in the world. And it turns out that after this conference, the Korean Campus Crusade set up many partnerships with Japan, and so regionally, there's partnerships in Korea to come to Hiroshima. That's their heart. They're praying for it. They're looking for ways to send short-term and long-term missionaries here. And again, this is not the way I would have envisioned it. As an American, I just didn't think that the Lord was going to use Koreans to open up this city. I thought, well, it's going to be Americans, naturally. That's just what I thought. But I'm just thankful, and I'm learning a lot as I'm seeing the Koreans come in and seeing how they do things, and the Lord can use them greatly here. So last summer, just out of the blue, we had the Korean Campus Crusade came here. It wasn't my planning. They just wanted to come. They found out about me, and so I started helping them getting in to different places. So we went to Hirodai and Hiroshima Kokusai Daigaku, both campuses, Higashi Kurume and Higashi Hiroshima and Kurei campus, and we went to Shudai. So we went to those places. And then this time, again, out of the blue, I got a call very, very late September, just in the course of everyday business in Tokyo, just outside, going into McDonald's just for a minute, and just got a call from John Sanmi-san, the leader of this team. Just out of the blue, I never heard of her, didn't know him. I got this number on my cell phone that's really long, so I knew it was outside of Japan. And I answer it, and my Japanese isn't great yet, but in only Japanese we're talking about she wants to come to Japan, and she has a team, and they're planning to come in January, and what should we do? And I thought, well, that's kind of crazy, but God wants to do it. She wants to do it. I'm not going to stop her. She's probably 23 years old with this team. And so it is crazy, but that she could gather the college students and bring them here, raise all the money and everything, come to an unknown city. But God worked everything out, and then this time they were able to go to some new schools. We went to Jogakuin, and they went to Hirodai, they went to Shudai, they went to Kodai. The very first time we could go to Kodai, and they did some other things that I probably don't know about because I've been in Tokyo all week, actually, for doing some other things. But the Lord is doing things from many different ways. And what I see is I see God really opening some doors for this city, and in particular for campus ministry. And at this point, what's happened is all related to the university. But my passion personally has always been for high school. And since I came to Japan, well, my heart has expanded. It hasn't contracted to be like only university, but it's expanded to include high school, junior high, through university, and so that's really what we see, how we see God using Campus Crusade alongside many churches with the body of Christ in this city, is reaching the 12 to 22 year old generation. Here. So we what we've seen now is just a real microcosm of what God wants to do. We've only been to a handful of universities. We've only been to them, you know, a couple times each with minimal language ability and various hindrances. So what we could do is very, very minimal. But in faith, we're trusting God for much, much more. It's always a first step. It's the first step in trusting God, and He's opening up doors. But you know what I want you to pray for. I want you to pray for some different things. First of all, pray for us as a family. My wife, Kyoko, my two boys, JJ and Micah, and myself, living in Tokyo. Well, we want to be faithful to our ministry in Tokyo, but allow God to continue to prepare us to come here. I've got a number of prayer requests, but a second one would be that the Lord would use us as a parachurch ministry, Japan Campus Crusade, to really be to be servants to the body of Christ in Hiroshima. You know, in different parts of the world, parachurch and church have different kinds of relationships, but and even our own ministry, Japan Campus Crusade, probably has different relationships in different cities, depending on history and many different things. But what my heart is that coming in as a Campus Crusade missionary into this city, regardless of whatever happened in the past and what anybody thinks, you know, from now on, the relationship can only be together and can be in prayer for each other, can be serving each other, and seeing God's kingdom come. Not CCC's kingdom come, not one church's, not one denomination, but God's kingdom come, His will be done in this place as it is in heaven. So pray that would be true. Pray for international partnerships. Again, my narrow mind just had this idea that America and American Campus Crusade is going to bless Hiroshima somehow, and maybe in some small way, through myself and through some other Americans in the years to come, yeah, maybe we can be a blessing to the city. But the Lord may want to bless from Korea. He may want to bless from Belarus. He may want to bless from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. I really don't know. But pray that the Lord would bless this city to be a blessing from the corners of the earth back out to the corners of the earth. So international partnerships, think very big, pray big. it's great to have the Koreans come from, you know, actually it's closer for them than me in Tokyo to fly into this airport. But anyway, pray that they'll come from the ends of the earth. Think big as you're thinking about the campuses and praying about the campuses in Hiroshima. Pray for every campus. I do have a listing of all the universities. I believe 25 is the list that I have, 2 and 4 year universities. I have yet to compile a list of all the junior and senior highs, but I'm sure it's probably 75 to 100 or something. It's a large number, but I want us to pray for every campus. And pray for every student on every campus. And so pray big, think big, what God wants to do. So it's not just Hirodai, it's not just Shudai, it's not just Kodai. The places that I don't even know about yet, the schools that we haven't even thought about yet, but that the Lord would raise up believers in Him, young believers in Him, from every place, that they would be discipled and that they would be sent out. So pray for that. Finally, pray that Hiroshima would have a new name. This is what I had shared earlier, but pray that not only from the young people, not only from one segment of society, but from all segments of society in Hiroshima, that Hiroshima and the people of this city would have a new name that would be known all over the world, that the Prince of Peace does reign in this city, and that the people of this city know something of Jesus. They know the gospel of peace, and they want to proclaim it to the world. Pray that Hiroshima would be known that way in all the earth one day. So anybody who would like to ask talk to me more and ask even more detailed questions about Campus Crusade, about what we do on university and high school campuses, how you can be a part of it somehow. I don't know how we can, maybe you're already doing it, you just want to do it better. Maybe we can come alongside and help you to do what you already want to do, you're already trying to do with young people. Maybe we can help you to do it better. And we can certainly pray for you in that work. So I want to thank you for hosting the campus, the Korean Campus Crusade team. It's very, very kind of you to have them. It's a wonderful place. It's really a blessing for them to be across the street here, to be able to come to this wonderful church. Well, anyway, I can just think of so many things that are really a blessing for the team, and I know that they're very thankful for all that you're able to that you have done for them. And pray for Korean night tonight, as Pastor mentioned. The team will leave on Tuesday, and I'm my prayer is that they're not going to forget about Hiroshima as soon as they step back in Korea, but that their hearts will beat for this city and. They will all be prayer warriors for this city when they leave. Some of them will come back as short-term workers, and some of them will come back as full-time workers in this city. That's a big step for these students. But when they graduate, they have a choice to make, and they can go into the workforce. They could become a missionary anywhere in the world. Maybe they could become pastors, or there's many things they could do. They could go to Shingaku Bible School. But I pray that the Lord would raise many up, even from this group of 10, just to come right back here and to dive into the society, to get the language down, and to be able to make great impact in Hiroshima. Again, thank you very, very much. My wife and I and family, we love you and your fellowship, and we appreciate all of you very much. And this is where we were married, for those of you that don't know. So, so this place is a very, very special place for us.
Service. I'll lead us out in prayer, and just go ahead and agree with me as we pray. Heavenly Father, we do believe that you have a plan, a purpose for this city, not to be the city of peace, but Lord, to be a city that proclaims the Prince of Peace through righteousness and through faithfulness.
Yes.
Lord, we believe this, and we believe that if anyone is able, it is the God who put this city together. It is the God who calls people out by name and takes them out of the muck and the mire, puts their feet on the rock, and puts the song in their mouth. Lord, who puts the words in their mouth.
Yes,
and Lord, the scripture says that how beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring the good news. Heavenly Father, you've given our dear brother John the vision to bring the good news. And Lord, it is not just upon him, but it is upon our brothers and sisters in Busan and in Korea.
Jesus.
Lord, not only them, but in the Philippines, in the Congo, Lord, all around the world. And so, Heavenly Father, we pray, bring this petition to you. Oh, Lord, hear our prayers. Have mercy on this city.
Yes.
We cry out, there's people, Lord.
Yes.
There are marriages who need you. There are students who need you.
Mm.
There are workers who are crying out for you, Lord. There are families that need the Prince of Peace in their life. So,
yes,
Heavenly Father,
God,
would you hear our prayers? And Lord, maybe you will not answer tonight or tomorrow, but Lord, we believe that you are faithful to do what you promised.
Yes,
so
Lord.
So, Lord,
God,
we want to pray, lift up dear John and his wife Kyoko and his kids up there in Tokyo. We want to pray that, Lord, you keep your hand upon them and around them, Lord, protecting them in every way. But
yes,
Lord, providing
God
for all of their needs. And Lord, we look forward to the day when they'll be able to come and minister
yes,
alongside of us
yes,
to do your work. But Lord, until that day, help us also to be faithful, to prepare in every way that we can, in our words, in our actions, in our deeds, even in our services, to to be able to see the doors of heaven open up to bring the gospel of the good news. Lord, this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let me pray for you as you go out. Lord, thank you so much for your word, filling this place with your spirit and your truth. But Lord, as we go from this place, we pray that you would fill us with your spirit, so that as we are filled with the spirit, we would have the fruits of love and joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness,
yes, oh,
and self-control. And for these good things, we will thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.